When I did it about 2-3 years ago, I didn't have Kermit with me. That's 2-3 years ago. Kermit still wasn't quite in the place where I wanted him. 3 years later, down the line, he is. He's just where he should be, and he's good. He's got rid of all his baggage and everything else, so he's really good. When we was rehearsing, it was though we'd just been at it for... Although we hadn't stopped, really.
Have you kept in touch over the years? Did you just sort of ring him out the
blue? Well, I've been to him at places like Snoop Dogg concerts, hip-hop gigs that are on in Manchester. I sort of bump into him, and it's like I'll keep my eye on him and monitor him.
Is it like that when you've had or when you do have that sort of good working relationship with someone? Is it when you're in a good place, you know, and you get back together, like you say, it's just as if you were never apart?
Yeah, absolutely. And it is better now because we're not on the treadmill, you know, and if we get through these 21 shows that... I mean, this was, again, was only supposed to be like 5 or 6 shows, which turned into 21-day tour. So, because we were really going to do it next year and do 21 years of Great When You're Straight. So anyway, if we're still talking at the end of this, we're definitely going to do it next year and also, you know, stick an album in there. Back in the day, the Black Grape actually sold more records than the Mondays, and we sort of had more success, you know, out of the UK than the Mondays. But then the Mondays became the sort of iconic band.
Why do you think that was?
I have no idea. Just because we're a great band, I suppose. We're ahead of its time. So anyway, I'm going to try and do the same with Black Grape now.
So what are the Mondays up to as well? Because, like you say, it's 25th anniversary, isn't it, of Pills and Thrills?
It's better now than... I mean, back in the day, you know, again, you're on that treadmill, tours, work, doing it, writing albums, and now it's the sex and drugs is gone, and it's just rock and roll. We still can't get it together to go make an album yet, but we will do. We just sort of went living with a tribe in the Amazon jungle, and then we made some music with them. They was a tribe of percussionist drummers and stuff, and we did a tune together. We went hunting together. In September, you get to download that track on iTunes, and the dough goes to the tribe so that they can carry on living their way of life.